Next item is simply an administrative change in the regulation. You'll recall back last year, the commission went through about a year-long process to raise license fees, both commercial and recreational. And in doing so, we put all of the fees in a regulation, Regulation 1090. Unfortunately, in doing so, we were very concerned when we did this about clarifying to the public that there was one set of fees in the year 2005 and a new set of fees that would start in 2006. Well, what we failed to indicate in the regulation is that those new fees apply beyond 2006 out into the future until they're modified again by the commission. If you read the regulation, it appears that those fees only apply to 2006. So we need to make an administrative, an editorial change, if you will, to the regulation to clarify that the 2006 fees are, in fact, the fees on out into the future. So this will give us an opportunity to eliminate all of the references to the fees associated with 2005, which are behind us, and indicate that the 2006 fees are good from here on out. What we don't want to do, I think you'll agree with this, is rehash individual license fees. We want to make it clear when we send this out to the public that this is simply for the purpose of extending fees on out, and that you're not interested in debating fees for individual licenses.
Never cease to read my mind. Yeah, that's a good point. So for the record, we want to make sure that this is purely, as they would say at the General Assembly, a bookkeeping or what's the term they use? It's not housekeeping, not technical or substantive in nature. It's housekeeping. So anyway, you've heard Mr. Travelstead's request. Have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we request a public hearing at our next meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Next item, Mr. Travelstead.
Stephanie's going to handle
it. Okay. Steph? Good to have you here today.
Good to see everyone. I'm sorry I was a little late getting in here and realized you had already booked for lunch. Basically, we're just asking for a public hearing for the mandatory harvest reporting. We have a couple of changes that we'd like to make to the report. Basically, when mandatory reporting was put into place, of course, the compliance portion was put into place at the same time, and it's been in effect since 1993. And all we're really asking is to just tighten up the compliance portion of the mandatory harvest reporting. Basically, what we're asking for is that in order for a harvester to renew his license in the next year or any new applicants, that they also have to be in compliance with the mandatory harvesting report, which means you need to report on a monthly basis your harvest at the trip level. And what we've been finding out is that people have been renewing their licenses annually but have had some compliance issues that have been outstanding. So we'd like to just clean that portion up of the mandatory harvest reporting and make sure we get the harvesters to understand in order for you to get a new license, you need to make sure you're in compliance with our mandatory harvest reporting regulation. And the regulation states that you must report on a monthly basis.
And for the benefit of the new members, the mandatory reporting system we have here is the backbone of how we make determinations, of course, and how we're judged in quota allocations and different things like that. So anything that strengthens that rule, although may require a little bit more effort on the part of the fishermen, will certainly serve to the benefit of the fishermen in the long run. So just wanted to make that clear. That's where we're coming from. We don't like to be overly burdensome as far as regulation is concerned, but at the same time, I think this certainly warrants merit.
The only other thing is just adding a 911 address. What we found is, you know, some harvesters have P.O. boxes, and when the...
Can't sleep in one of those.
No, and a Marine Patrol officer may need to serve them, and you can't serve them with a P.O. box. You need a 911 address. So we're just asking for those two small changes to the harvest report, and basically we're coming before you to ask for a public hearing at your next meeting.
That's right.
Okay. You've heard the request by Ms. Iverson. Can I get a motion to the effect?
Move so.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to advertise for public hearing, seconded by Mr. Holland, pertaining to commercial fishing and mandatory harvest reporting. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Item 12, request for public hearing, pertaining to oyster harvest. Dr. Jim Wesson.
Afternoon.
Afternoon, sir.
This is just something we do annually. We set our oyster seasons at the beginning of every fall because we don't have them set so that they just come in the same every year. So we're requesting public hearings for that next month, as well as we're going to have somewhat of a discussion on some issues that have come up with summer harvest. We've been blessed somehow with environmental conditions that gave us some summer harvest both last year and this year. And we have some organisms that get into oysters that are the species Vibrio that cause human health issues. And because normally we don't have much summer harvest, we don't see many issues in Virginia in recent years. But Vibrio is present in Chesapeake Bay, and as we've had more harvest and we see aquaculture developing, we're going to have to start adding things in our regulations that give some handling guidance for the oysters in the summertime. And we have added in this regulation that we're going to publish a shortened time limit for dredging in the summer, and that we're requiring shading on the boats. There may be some other issues that come up in the shellfish advisory meeting that could also be included, but I think this discussion will probably go on at other times throughout the year, getting ready for next year's summer season.
Okay. Just as a heads up, is Dr. Whitman going to be here next month?
Yes.
These measures that Dr. Wesson are referring to have been brought to our attention and requested that we look into by the Virginia Department of Health, specifically Department of Shellfish Sanitation. So Dr. Rob Whitman will be here next month to explain his concerns pertaining to disease and the need to take measures to prevent. Because Virginia is very fortunate. We've had one of the best track records in the United States as far as the efficacy of the shellfish, and we want to continue that tradition. So with that, you're asking for a public hearing next month.
Yes.
On restrictions on oyster harvest. Matters before the commission.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Holland. Aye. Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Doc. Next item, failure to report harvest in accordance with 4 VAC 20-610-10, which is mandatory reporting, correct?
Mr. Chairman, before you take this case,
yes,
I'm going to recuse myself on this item.
So noted.
Before you do that, I don't believe the gentlemen are here. The MPO in the hallway saw them, and they said they were going to lunch.
So are we, shortly.
Currently, I don't believe in the meeting.
Okay. What I will do is set this down. Colonel Rhodes, is your individual here for... And we'll take that one shortly thereafter. Repeat offender, Mr. Charles Forrest. Mr. Forrest here? Come forward, please, sir. Good to have you here, sir. Colonel Rhodes.
Mr. Forrest has 5 convictions that he was charged with and convicted on of possession of undersized striped bass and failure to tag striped bass. And he was charges were June 7th of 05, June 9th of 05, June 9th of 05, June 22nd of 05, and June 22nd of 05. And he was found guilty of all, and he was the subject of an undercover operation. And it is staff recommendation that he be put on 12-month probation. He has not been before the commission before.
And that recommendation is in keeping with the established guidelines adopted by the commission. For the record, for the new members, we hear cases pertaining to what's known as repeat offenders of seafood violations. And under Section 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the commission has the authority to take action up to suspending their license up to 2 years. Several years ago, it's been probably 10 or 11 years now, we adopted guidelines that pertain to the addressing of these type of matters, and so that we have uniformity and consistency, that's why there's